"This is Nicholas James Alexander," he said, handing the baby to his mother. He picked up his daughter next. "And this is Vanessa Ann Alexander." He placed her in his mother's other arm. His mother's lips trembled as she looked at her granddaughter.
"You named her after me?"
"We both wanted to," Grace said. Tears fell down her face as Aphrodite looked back and forth between the children. "Oh, the gifts I have for you two!" "Mom," Julian said sharply, interrupting her, "please, no gifts. Just give them your love." Aphrodite sniffed back her tears and laughed.
"Very well. But if you change your mind, let me know."
Grace watched Julian as he brushed his hand over Niklas's bald head. She wouldn't have thought it possible, but at that moment she loved him even more than she had before. Every day they had been together had been a blessing. "Oh, hey," Selena said as she took Vanessa from Aphrodite. "I went by the bookstore yesterday, and Priapus was gone. There was a full moon a few days ago. Anyone want to bet he's making wild monkey love with someone right now?" They laughed.
"All except Julian." "Something wrong?" Grace asked.
"I guess I'm just feeling a little guilty over him."
"Guilty?" Selena asked in disbelief. "Over Priapus?"
Julian indicated the children and Grace.
"How can I bear him animosity? Without his curse, I would never have all of you. It was a pain in the ass, but I have to say, in the end, it was more than worth it."
They looked expectantly at Aphrodite.
"What?" she asked innocently. "Don't tell me you want him free now. I told you, when he learns his lesson..."
Selena shook her head.
"Poor old Uncle Priapus," she cooed to Vanessa. "But he was a bad, bad boy."
A nurse opened the door and hesitated on the threshold.
"Dr. Alexander," she said to Julian, "there's a couple out here who say they're related to you. They,
she dropped her voice to a low whisper,
"they're biker people."
"Hey, Julian," Eros said from behind the nurse, "tell Attila the Hun here that we're okay, so we can come and ooh and ah over the babies."
Julian laughed.
"It's okay, Trish," he said to the nurse. "He's my brother."
Eros made a face at Trish as he and Psyche swept inside.
"Someone remind me to shoot her with a whammy on the way out," he said as Trish closed the door.
Julian arched a brow at him.
"Do I have to confiscate your bow again?"
Eros blew a raspberry at him as he moved to Selena and took Vanessa out of her hands.
"Oh, what a little heartbreaker you're gonna be. I bet you'll have little boys running after you in droves."
Julian's face paled. He turned back to his mother.
"Mom, there is one gift I would like."
Aphrodite looked up hopefully.
"Would you speak to Hephaestus about a chastity belt for Vanessa?"
"Julian!"
Grace gasped with a laugh.
"She won't have to wear it long, just 30 or 40 years.